Leland Stanford was a man who virtually everybody who came in contact with him ridiculed and despised. But he was also somebody who did take over California politics in the 1880s, both to advance the interests of the Southern Pacific Railroad, but also he wanted to be president of the United States. And everybody at the time ridiculed it. And in fact, he had no chance of being president of the United States. But I think we can't sell him short in the sense that he was after more than the Southern Pacific. He really did begin to think of himself as a great man, even if nobody else around him did.